أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قتلتم نفسا فادارأتم فيها والله مخرج ما كنتم تكتمون. With regard to the explanation of this ayat, as we have explained before, and just to recap again, that Imam al-Mutakallimin Abdul Karim Shahrastani Rahmatullah Alayh, and this is the Mutakallimin, that is that department of our deen which deals with aqaid. They are great, great ulama who have written greatly on the beliefs and aqaid. And as we explained briefly, just to recap, that he says that animals, how much they understand what insan, what aqal insan has got, they are astonished with what, how insan, how his brains work. And we gave a few examples of that as well. Similarly, he says, the philosophers, the scientists, the people with worldly knowledge, they are also totally astonished at the knowledge and the miracles which are given to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. However, they, when they are astonished and they can't understand it, then they deny it. That is a total wrong direction, that what we can't, it's a fact, it's a reality in front of them. But because they can't understand it, they deny it. And that is totally wrong. Further also he writes that the scientists, the worldly people, philosophers, etc., they don't even have that understanding which animals have got with regard to what insan has got. That so much also they haven't got. Further explanation of this is that we see the animals. Allah Ta'ala Himself says that وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ. You have got great lessons to learn from the animal kingdom. And we see how much, what instinct Allah has given them. As explained briefly, the ant colony, how they work, the ants, and what things they have got. The bees, how they fly in the different directions, correct their pollen, and then come back again, and how they will come back. This racing birds, we see that where and in which direction they fly. The great, the bucks which are in the African continent, how they migrate from season to different places. Birds that fly also and migrate. So what the knowledge Allah has given the animal kingdom. But compared to what insan has got, all that is nothing. And what insan has got, all the people with worldly knowledge, scientists, philosophers, etc., whoever, what Allah has given the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, compared to that, what they have got is nothing whatsoever. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have been given the greatest knowledge, the Shari'i knowledge, knowledge of Sharia, how, what to practice, what Allah wants from us, how to please Allah Ta'ala, how to live our life, how to make our permanent life of akhirat a success. That knowledge is the most superior knowledge. But we see that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also haven't got a certain other type of knowledge, like that which Allah gave to Khizr alayhi salam. Like when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was informed, when he said at one time that I am the most knowledgeable person on the surface of the earth, and that Allah did not like that claim, so Allah wanted him to understand that there is other knowledge also which you haven't got. And for that, the details of it, that when he met Khidr alayhi salam, when he went, and the first when they boarded a ship, and that ship, the people recognized them, that these are righteous and pious people, did not charge them also for the journey. And then the first thing Khidr alayhi salam went and do, he damaged the ship. Later on, then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam objected that how could you do this? They were so good to us and you damaged their ship. Further, he said that you promised that you won't ask me questions. So he said, okay, I forgot, let us carry on. When they went on, they met a certain young little boy, very nice looking boy, a very nice boy. And he went and he killed that boy immediately. He said, how could you do this? According to Sharia, totally haram. He said, you won't ask anything. He said, give me one more chance. They went on and they came to a town where the people refused to host them. They did not respect them. They did not do anything for them. But there, a wall which was falling down, he went and he repaired the wall free of charge. He says, the others who did good and you went and do wrong to them. These people did bad to us and now you help them. He said, I told you and now this is our separation. And then he explained that first the ship belonged to some poor people and they were doing their business of transporting goods, etc. people. And there was a king on the way, a very oppressive king. And any ship, boat he found that was perfect and good, then he would seize it and take it for himself. So he said, I made a small damage to it. I removed one board, so it went through. The king didn't seize it. Then he understood. That little boy, he said, this boy was going to grow up and be a great test and trial for his parents, that the parents will also lose the iman in the love of that boy and the wrong things the boy that what he was going to do. So we took him away and replaced him with another, to replace the parents with another child which was good. Then he understood that. And about the wall that was going to fall down, he explained that under this wall, the parents had buried some inheritance of the children. And if the wall had fallen down, those children were still small. And they will lose that inheritance. And people will steal it and take it away. So then he said that I put up the wall, but till the time the children grow up, and then they will get the inheritance. Then he understood. So just like that, we don't understand many things in this world. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, though he was what a great Nabi, but this knowledge he did not have. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah make raham on Musa alayhi salam, had he made sabr, much more secrets of this we should have known. So we see that is also a knowledge that is, which the Anbiya alayhi salam also Allah did not give. Allah has got that knowledge. And so Allah's knowledge is complete. So in this line, when we don't understand what is happening in the world, we see all the wars taking place. We see how many sometimes a person, people in a family are dependent on the breadwinner. He's looking after the aged parents, etc. The parents are old, but when maut comes, it comes to that breadwinner. Now the old parents are left alone. Sometimes a mother is left with little children. Sometimes father and mother pass away at one time in an accident or something, and little children are left. We don't understand. So when we don't understand, we mustn't go according to what we don't understand. What is iman? We submit totally to Allah. Allah knows everything. And just to complete this, which made it very easy for us to understand, is that king who liked his hunting and used to go with his minister for his hunting always. The minister had the habit of saying, for everything, whatever Allah does, he does it for the best. So as they were just leaving for their hunting, the king got hurt. He raised his thumb and he got cut. It was paining. The minister, according to his habit, he said, whatever Allah does is for the best. The king became very angry that I am in pain, I got hurt, and you say it's for good. He ordered him to be in jail. Again he said, whatever Allah does is for the best. Anyway, the king went, and he went beyond his boundaries, and he came to a place where there were cannibals, man-eaters. They were going to eat him alive. But they also had some masalas like we got for qurbani, that the animal mustn't have this defect, mustn't have that defect. When they checked up, they found he has got a defect, that small little cut on his thumb. Then they left him, that he is not fit for that qurbani. Then he understood that a small little problem, my life got saved. So he came, he took out the minister from jail, and he said, now I understand what you said, that Allah, whatever he does is for the best. But when I put you in jail, you said that was also for the best. What was good in there? He says, Badshah Salamat, you know that we are always together, we don't separate. And when they caught you, they should have caught me also. You should have been set free because you ate that cut. But I got no defect on my body, they should have eaten me alive. So I stayed 3 days in jail, my life got saved. So just like that, the whole system of the world is working. We can't understand. So we should not go by our intellect and our knowledge of dunya and our understanding. We should go by what Allah has decreed. And that is what is called Iman, which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has summed up very beautifully, that don't go according to your desires. Your desires will tell you to do a lot of wrong things. Go according to your brains. Your brains, let them control your desires. It is just like youngsters, they just want to follow their desires. And old people tell them that what is good and bad from their experience. But also don't make your brains your God and your Allah. Put in above your brains Sharia, the laws of Allah, and the laws of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is what we have to submit to. If we do that, we will see that we understand the system of the world, not understand it, but we will submit to it. And we will accept whatever Allah has decreed, and whatever is happening, what we don't understand also, we will accept it, and then we will be at peace with ourselves, and at peace with Allah Ta'ala also. Otherwise, many people are complaining, they are speaking very many wrong things, and thoughts they are getting with regard to Allah Ta'ala also. So this understanding is very important to have our iman protected and safeguarded. May Allah guide us all to righteousness. Subhanallah.